Blog Talk Radio.
From the D15 studios, you're listening to episode 15 of This Happy Place podcast.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Everybody here. We are live here from the D15 studios. This is This Happy Place podcast, episode 15. I am your host, Chad, joined always by my beautiful co-host, Tiffany.
Hello, guys. Welcome.
And we are here talking everything in the world of Disney. We will have our weekly news, shopping, and this week's topic is going to be everything you need to know concerning the Disney dining plan. We get questions all the time concerning the Disney dining plan, so we're going to hit those this week. Before we even get into our news, though, we are going to start next week a special monthly segment. I guess it's going to be 4 weeks, so it'll go over the next month, but it'll start next week, February 21st, and we'll end on March the 13th. And what we're going to do is dive into every one park at the Walt Disney World Resort every week and tell you everything that's new in 2016, whether it be refurbs, new dining that's there, new attractions that are coming to the park. We're going to start next week with the Magic Kingdom, followed by Hollywood Studios. Then we're going to dive into Epcot and then conclude with Animal Kingdom. So that's what our plans are following the next four episodes. But let's get right into this week's news. Tiffany, take it away.
Well, you all know the stock market, most of you probably know, hasn't been that great here lately. However, Disney reports first quarter fiscal earnings as, they had some earnings. They had $2.9 billion reported for the first quarter. There was a great performance across the board as Star Wars drove up the studio performance. And the first quarter ended on January the 2nd and included the recent blockbuster, of course, Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
And it was a huge earning for the Disney, and not just movies, but also the theme parks had an increase in revenue this year. The only thing that did take a big hit was ESPN, which is owned by Disney, because everyone's cutting the cord with cable. So that was the big concern coming out of that. Stock prices are a little down for Disney, but the revenue is growing, it seems like, every time they report these numbers. Also concerning Disney and Animal Kingdom is the new details are out concerning a water permit that Disney filed for Avatar Land over at Animal Kingdom. The ride is scheduled to discharge water into the stormwater pond that's just west of Avatar Land. This, of course, has been rumored to be Navi River Journey attraction that they're building over there. I guess, we kind of figured there was going to be a water attraction, so this kind of just cements that. And it's interesting. If you want to take – I know a lot of websites have details of this water permit, so you can go check it out. But it's kind of basically saying we're getting closer and closer and closer to Avatar Land, I guess probably early 2017.
Disney Cruise Line took 11 first-place honors in the 2016 Cruise Critic Cruiser's Choice Awards. The Disney Dream, the large ship category, got Best Overall, second consecutive year, Best Cruise Ship for Families, Cabins, Public Rooms, Entertainment, and Service, while the Disney Wonder, which is a mid-size ship category, got Best Entertainment and Service. Then the other large ship category, the Disney Fantasy that they have, got Best Dining, Embarkation, Fitness, and Recreation. These awards come from reviews that cruisers post on the Cruise Critic website, so these are good high honors to have since it's public opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, the everyday people, not the people that are voting, that really have no interest. It's basically you and me, and I go on Cruise Critic also and check it out from time to time. And that's a pretty big honor, You want to be, obviously, the everyday customer. You want them to enjoy your product, and that looks like what Disney Cruise Line is doing. And also, A big popular thing last Easter was the Epcot Extravaganza, or Eggstravaganza, I guess I should say. And it will be returning in 2016. Now, of course, if you're not aware of this, it's $5.95. You get a map. You go around the World Showcase. They give you stickers. You find a character egg. You complete the map. Then you go and you get it a special surprise.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yes, especially for the little ones.
Maybe we need to put that on the calendar
it's
for
over
1 year.
April 2nd, it's over.
Well, I know, but like, you know, if they keep doing it. Yeah.
Yes, because it looks like what we're going to do is, if anyone doesn't know yet, we are heading to the Flower and Garden Festival the last April 22nd through the 24th. We'll be down there covering Epcot Flower and Garden for you guys, so we're excited about that. I wish the Eggstravaganza was still going on, but that is scheduled to end April the 2nd. Let's get over to Tiffany with this week's shopping segment.
I am excited to share with you. I have a new passion.
Uh-oh.
Thanks to Chad. Vinylmations. You know, to start with, I wasn't a huge fan of these little critters, but they have really grown on me. I think they actually are little miniature pieces of art. They have different series. They have Park series, Zootopia, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. They have seasonal Vinylmations. They have yearly ones. Really, anything that you're interested in Disney, they have a Vinylmation for that you can collect and purchase.
Right.
They have blind boxes. Some are not blind boxes, but the blind boxes, the fun thing about the blind boxes, for one, you don't know what's inside, so it's fun opening it. Then you can get a chaser, which is a question mark on the box. And if you happen to get the chaser, say you don't want to keep it, pretty much guaranteed you can get more than what you paid for it if you want to sell it on eBay. Because people, there's a lot of people who absolutely love these.
And I would say we're pretty amateur to the collecting of Vinylmations at this point.
Yes.
We're not like, we're not full in.
Oh, not full in
but
by any means.
But what I like is, as me personally, I'm a big Park Series fan because I grew up in Orlando going to the theme parks, and it kind of reminds me of every time I visit Disney World. Me, I'm a you know, a Park Series fan. You said earlier today when we were talking about this, about the show, you're an Urban fan.
I see, and I like the geek ones.
Okay, and we have a Figment geek one because I'm a huge Figment guy from Epcot.
Really cute.
So, yeah, so those are your favorites. So, basically, anybody in your family can have their own favorite. And it seems like with every new movie that's coming out, they're bringing a series out. So, this could be a very expensive hobby.
It could be. But we just tend to, like, buy the ones that we find visually appealing, I would think. You know, it when you look at them, it brings you a little joy to your life, I think.
And the neat thing is, I guess when I was a kid, I remember baseball and football cards. When you open up the pack, you don't know which ones you're getting. And it's kind of the new now football cards and baseball cards. You don't really know which one you're going to get when you get the blind boxes.
Right.
It kind of like brings that excitement back, you know, and that's what I think another what a lot of the craze is for blind boxes. Of course, people will buy cases of these blind boxes, I've seen.
Yeah,
so
they do.
It's really a big thing, and I think it will continue to grow. Now, obviously, we're way late to the party because these things
are
forever.
Late. To the party.
They have been out forever. But with that said, these are kind of exciting. You know, they're and especially when you get some like a one you really want to get. Like I recently got the Disneyland 60th, and I'm a huge Roger Rabbit fan. As anybody that's ever knows me, I'm a huge Roger Rabbit. And we got the Roger Rabbit attraction Vinylmation from the on the Disney 60th series. So I was really excited about that one. We also got a couple more Disneyland 60th. Ones that we have. So there's all kinds of neat things. And you know, really, if you want to collect, you can collect. If you want to just get something that's meaningful to you, you can do that. So you can go as much in as you want or as not as much in as you want. So that's what's exciting about something like this.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing as like collecting, say, magnets or something like that.
Right.
They have a little Vinylmation for like every event for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, park and...
Yeah,
et cetera, et cetera.
We were down there September last year. I picked up the Halloween one. I went personally to cover some things in November. I picked up the Christmas one. So you get one for holidays. You know, they have one for a different one every year. So it's kind of a neat little thing to bring home. Not too overly expensive. They, you know, they range $13, $14, up to $18, you know, usually. So, I mean, there's no set price. It all depends on which one and what it entails and, you know, all kinds of different factors in it. But it's a neat little souvenir to bring home.
And sometimes you can catch them on sale on the Disney website.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have more of a selection at the parks.
Oh,
they,
yes.
They don't put all of their Vinylmations on the websites. So it's kind of more so a park collectible, which gives it that extra collectible factor.
Right. You'll get the movie ones, like they have Zootopia just came out, Star Wars Force Awakens ones that just came out. You can find those at your local Disney store. But there's also, like, you know, exclusive ones you can only get at Disney parks. And so that's what kind of brings an excitement a little bit to it and something you can only get there to bring home. So,
and you don't really have to worry about, say, you get the blind boxes, you get an extra one of one you already have. People like enjoy collecting these. So chances are you can probably, as I say probably, get your money back on eBay because someone will want to complete their collection of that whole series of eight. Mm-hmm. I think it's eight.
Yeah, well, it depends. I think it's different series are different things. But I think most of the time it is eight. But let's get right into this week's topic, which is something that a lot of people have been asking us to cover, which is the dining plan. And it seems like the dining plan changes every year and often, because I haven't used this dining plan in a long time, but it's changed about eight times since I've used it. The first thing is there's usually I'm going to cover the three most common dining plans, because there are more than this, but basically once you get to the deluxe dining plan, it just adds other things that aren't included in the dining plan itself. But there's the quick service dining plan, then the Disney dining plan, and then the deluxe Disney dining plan. Those are the three that we're going to cover today. All right, so with the quick service there's all these D's and I can't, the quick service dining plan, you get two quick service meals a day and one snack a day, and then, of course, you get the one rapid-fill mug that you can use throughout the stay, okay? So, basically what that means, you can go to two quick-service dining establishments throughout that day, or you can use three in a day. You basically, say you're staying a week, okay? With this said, you're getting two quick-service meals. That means you have 14 on your account. That means you've got seven snacks and the one rapid-refill mug. So basically, you can use those 14 quick service dining plans anytime throughout the vacation. If you want to use all 14 on day one, you can use all 14 on day one. Now, that's a lot of eating. But with that said, you can use it if you choose. So that's how it works. All right.
And not to mention, those mugs are like, what, $18.95,
yeah,
if I remember?
Getting, they go up in price every year.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a big value right there.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the Disney dining plan, all right? So that's the next step up from the quick service. With that one, you get the one quick service meal a day, one snack a day, one table service meal a day, and the one rapid refill mug. Now, again, you're staying a week. That means you get seven quick service, seven snacks, seven table service, and then the one rapid refill mug. So if you want to use all seven quick services in one day, you can do that. If you want to wait and save all your table services the last 2 days, you're eating a lot on the last 2 days, and then you're going to have seven table service meals. Table service is, when, of course, when you sit down and have a meal, and you have a waiter or waitress come to your table. So that's how that one works. Quick service is when you go to the counter, order your food, and you go sit down. So that's how that works. Now, the Mac Daddy, or the Cadillac, if you will, of dining plans is the deluxe dining plan. Now, you get three meals. They can be whatever your little heart desires during those meals. They can be table service, quick service, whatever you want. You get two snacks a day, and then you get the one rapid refill mug. So basically, you're getting every meal ever paid for and two snacks. Now, you must stay on Disney property to get a Disney dining plan. That is the big thing. You must stay, and you must get a Magic Your Way package to get the Disney dining plan. All right, gratuities are not included. That's one question I've been asked 100 times. Are gratuities included in this? Do I have to pay that? They are not. If you have a party of six, 18%. 18% will be added to your bill.
Which is not that uncommon.
No.
For large parties at restaurants.
Here's the thing that a lot of people have asked me. In European countries, gratuity is not a common thing in a lot of European countries. It's just not. So they're kind of caught off guard by that when they come visit. So that's but it's here in the States, it's a very common practice, and that's why it's added. Party of six, it's going to be added, and gratuities are not added into the Disney dining plan. Now, another question I think I've gotten 100 times. What are some of the things I can get on a snack credit? Is a snack credit an oatmeal pie? No, it's not.
I'm hungry. What can I get?
Basically, some of the things, and there's a list a mile long. You can find new ways to get snack credits all day long. But some of the common things are Dole Whips. A lot of people love Dole Whips. That is a snack credit. So, you're out at the park, you want that? There you go. The premium ice cream bars. My dad's favorite thing in the world. The premium ice cream bars. That is also a snack credit.
They have a Vinylmation for that as well, you know. Just throwing that one in there.
Okay. Now, if you're over at Port Orleans, the beignets, snack credit. Cinnamon rolls. Snack credit. Nachos, snack credit. Now, here's the kicker. We're going to the Flower and Garden. Anything at the booth, at any of the booths, are a snack credit, minus the alcohol. The alcohol is not a snack credit. So you can't save all your snack credits and go get 7 beer flights. You can't do it. But that is also a snack credit. All right, so Food and Wine Festival, if you're going to be there in October, September, I think early November, I think it's still going a little bit. I haven't announced the dates yet. But you go to these booths, any of the food products, snack credit. That's a pretty cool thing, if you ask me.
Yeah, that is.
So
nice.
It's kind of that's why you'll never see free dining during any of those festivals, because of that. That's what I thought was interesting. Now, some things that have recently gone down concerning the Disney dining plan. We actually have some highlights of some things that just recently changed to the Disney dining plan. Guests are now allowed to exchange their table service credit or quick service credit for 3 snack credits. Now, again, you're at the Food and Wine Festival, Flower and Garden Festival. Does that not sound a good thing you might want to do?
This might be cost efficient for one of those events. I haven't run the math, but I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I'd have to do the math myself. But just to let you know, if you're going to something like that, you know, you might want to try that. That's an idea. You can now do that. You can now exchange a table service credit or a quick service credit for 3 snack credits. Snacks are now considered any single serving item and no longer limited to $5 or less.
Oh.
So before, it had to be $5 or less. But now you can get a salad, a soup, anything like that for a snack, which kind of works itself out.
Right.
Because if you're wanting to just have a snack, you have a big meal at lunch or at breakfast, you know, a quick service breakfast at your hotel, you're going to have early dinner, dining reservations at Le Cellier over in Canada, Epcot, you know, that's a great thing. You can just grab a salad for it with a snack credit and your whole day's done. That's a pretty neat idea. So that's new. Now, here's another one. Adult and child quick service credits can now be used interchangeably. So you can now use a child quick service credit as an adult. So that's another new thing that's happened. And here's the one that I looked at and I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is really one of the changes that they made. I was stunned when I read this change. Listen carefully. When dining at a table service restaurant, guests can now use their credits to pay for other members of their dining party, not on Disney dining plan. So if me and you, Tiffany, go to the go out to Les Saliers, one of my favorites if you haven't quite caught on to that yet. We're out having a nice dinner. I have 2 dining credits. You're not on the Disney dining plan. I could take care of our dinner with my 2 dining table service dining credits.
Very nice.
That's interesting. I thought that was very interesting because I never would have imagined anything like that would have gone down.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's pricey, and I'm going to be honest with you. Another thing a lot of people ask me is it good for me? And honestly, my answer to that every time is it depends on a lot of different things. Are you going to eat at Disney all the time? Are you staying at Disney? Do you not have a car? Are you going to be there for 2 weeks? Then you might want to look into it. If you're there for a night, it's not obviously going to work for you.
No way.
So it depends on a lot of different things. Always, you know, price it out. That's what I always tell everyone. Price it out. You know, see if, you know, how many meals do you plan on eating at a Disney resort or in the parks, or how do you do that? Then go ahead. What do you, you know, there's menus all over online. Check to see exactly what you want to order. Oh, this sounds good. I want to order this there. Price it out. See if it's worth it for you.
We generally wind up eating on property because it's so convenient and it's a hassle just to get off property in a way.
Right.
So we usually stay there.
But because we're not too far away, we usually aren't staying for a week.
Right.
So it's like, and then the when we go in October and we are staying for a week, we're only going to the parks like 3 days. So again, that's probably wouldn't be worth it for us. And we're not even staying at a Disney hotel, so we can't do it. But we're not, you know, it all depends on your family, what it entails for you, what you want to do with your time. And there's a million different factors into it. So always price, see how much it's going to cost you extra to get the Disney dining plan.
Yeah, there's some great food options.
Now, with the Disney dining plan, at times, they offer it for free. So that's another thing. There's times of the year when they're offered for free. If you stay at a moderate resort, or if you stay at a, you know, they have the quick service dining if you stay at a value resort. So they offer, there is times when they offer it for free.
And who doesn't like free? Come
right.
On.
But, you know, again, there's a lot of different parameters into it. So you kind of got to listen, keep your ears to the streets and see exactly what is going on. And if we ever hear of any free Disney dining, of course, we'll let you know right here.
Yeah, so you'll have to just listen to us.
Mm-hmm. So, again, that basically is the Disney dining plan in a nutshell. Obviously, there's a whole lot of different things. We could be here for hours, but we're not going to be. So, with that said, again, I want to remind everybody we're going to start 4 parks in 4 weeks next week. It's going to be next week, the 21st, the Magic Kingdom, followed by the 28th. It'll be Hollywood Studios. Then the 6th, we'll dive into Epcot, and of course, that is the opening weekend of Epcot Flower and Garden, so we'll dive deep into that. And then the 13th will be Animal Kingdom. We're going to talk about what's new in 2016 at each park, some of the dining options at each park, maybe, you know, the refurb schedule as when this is being broadcast. So whenever the episode is being broadcast, we'll have an updated refurb schedule of the year that we have. Then any new attractions that are set to open in 2016 for you guys. So that's what we're going to do the next 4 weeks. So it'll be 4 parks in 4 weeks. And then that's basically what we're going to do. Again, don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/dishappyplace, DISHAPPYPLACE. Over there, you'll find all of the updated news that you'll need concerning the world of Disney and also our show. Again, Twitter, @dishappyplace. Over there, you'll have the same thing. Any updated news, any updated things you need to know concerning the show, and then our YouTube page. I have been working hard on our YouTube page this week. We have a couple of interesting things. We're doing Disney Parks Collector's Packs openings. We're doing one a week over there, so you can check out all of that. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of those. And also, we put a few more videos concerning the Art of Animation Resort back in November. So you can get all kinds of neat details concerning the Art of Animation Resort. And there'll be more videos to come on that page as well. So make sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com and search Dis Happy Place. Anything else you got for this week?
Remember, guys, stay in your happy place with Dis Happy Place, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, I don't really know where to go with that, but okay. Again, like to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day. To my beautiful wife, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, honey.
And I hope you guys are having a great one as well. Again, we will be back next week talking everything 2016 in the Magic Kingdom. So until then, we will talk to you guys then. And I know she's going to try to do this, so let me try to hurry up and get it done. So long, everybody.